What's up, guys?
What's up, y'all?
How is it hanging, my friends?
To the left.
Do your ears hang low?
Do they wobble to and fro?
Does your chain hang low?
God, do it shine in the light? Is it platinum? Is it gold? Can you throw it over your shoulder? If it hot, it make you cold.
Wow. Why do you know
does
all
your
these?
Chain
oh, my God.
Hang low.
That is just sad that you knew all of those lyrics.
Yeah.
Sad.
It is really bad.
Hey, guys. What's up, dudes? I see a lot of you in chat. Taylor, Basin Brain, DuTube, Fictional Matter.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
So happy you're here.
Yeah.
Mm.
We added a new command today to the chat. If anyone wants to try it out, it's exclamation point haircut. Just give it a shot. Let's see what happens.
I really wish it actually happened.
Just every time they typed it, you got a haircut. You'd be bald within the first 5 minutes
Let's
of the
do it,
show,
man.
Though.
Shave my head.
Yeah, Basil Braid says he feels bad. Oh, Morris is also here. Yeah. I just wanted to know.
Basement, if you were here on Thursday.
Yeah, I blame him.
Could have gotten three shows.
Dude, I have gotten.
Could have gotten three shows.
I have never in my life gotten more feedback on the show than I have since Thursday. Like, I had more people stop into my personal chat and be like, did you guys make it?
Oh, really?
That I didn't even know listened. I had a dude stop by who listened on Google Play. And he came to my Twitch specifically to ask if we made the goal because he had never watched the video, but he listened on Google Play. And I had to tell him that we made it to 9.
Dang it.
And I had to break his heart. And he's like, God, I just wish. And Base of Brain was like, Tuesdays would be better for me, man, because I can't even watch on Thursdays.
So close.
I know.
Might as well just do it.
It's up to you, man.
Might as well just
do it. I mean, you've done this other podcast now, man, which I listen to.
Give me another excuse to not do that.
Should we just open the show with my favorite clip from the podcast you were on?
Sure.
So I'll just say this, all right? And it's dangerous at the very beginning because it's more likely that he'll hear my complaints about the show and then hate me as a person, but...
Oh, well, you already, like subtweeted him basically in an Instagram post of yours.
I did?
Yeah.
How?
You're like, I got a haircut. It was professionally done, unlike some of the other friends I have.
Oh, actually that was meant for you.
Why? I didn't cut my own hair.
That's meant for you. I didn't even think about him.
He cuts his own hair.
Yeah, but that's
but
how
that was meant for me?
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking bitch. You fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I get it professionally cut.
Like, I don't want to be a super jerk,
well,
but
is it their profession or is it just their job? I get it cut by a person, unlike
yes,
unlike
yeah,
Baker Man.
That should tell you how little it matters to me that he exists. I didn't even think about him; just not even on my mind. Yeah, that was 100% intended for you.
Just for me,
yeah, yeah, because you get like a $10 haircut at Sport Clips, and I went
shave your head.
Dude, it'll look horrible. It'll look like someone beat my head with a bag of nickels.
Look like Jabba.
Maybe, yeah. Might be. But give me big old anime eyes, I might be there, dude.
What?
Yeah, because he's got big
old
eyes.
Oh, yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Rin says, I'm at lunch in Denver and I can't sub with Prime on mobile. I'll do it when I'm home, so we'll pretend I'm subbing live. Well, I don't like that he just rubs in our faces that he's in Colorado. I also love the fact that he's at lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to be at lunch.
Really?
No, I'm not really hungry, but...
Yeah, didn't you just get a whole bunch of ramen? Yeah.
Also, I have a cold, and it's horrible.
Ah!
I know.
Stay away from me, demon.
Yeah, we can't have our regular makeout session after the show today. Ah,
damn it.
Well, like, Chris did something. It's called Give Me Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And so now my nose is, like, running because it's decongesting me.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's good in the long run, but it's, like, sniffly right now. So,
oh, super
yeah.
Sniffly.
It's, you know, it's ASMR sniffles is what's happening.
It's fucking allergy season.
But anyway.
And I'm dead.
Oh, it's allergy season for, I think, everybody right now.
Yeah.
I think anytime the temperature just changes wildly like this, it's just, it's awful. So I'm going to go ahead and play my favorite part from the unofficial podcast that Colby was on. However, I will just give you my full thoughts here. Colby told me Thursday, because I asked him for a recap. It didn't get posted till Saturday. I asked him, how was it?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he was silent the whole time. And I didn't believe him, because I thought, certainly Colby, who is a professional broadcaster,
nope.
would professional. His instincts would kick in, and he would try to carry the show.
And I didn't have to.
No, he didn't. I'm proud to say that Colby's silence is probably the best thing that he could have done for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because now y'all don't have to listen.
No.
This is an hour into the show. Colby's actually not on the couch. He went pee. which I didn't know when I was. I listened to it as an audio format, and I did not realize that Colby had left during this clip until I pulled it today watching the video. So that should tell you how little of an impact Colby actually had on the show, that I didn't even know he was missing.
It's very, very minor.
But this is an hour in, so I'm going to play this clip so you guys could just repeat this for an hour in your head, and this is basically what the unofficial podcast is. Here we go.
They don't have a high budget.
Yeah, they don't have a high budget.
When you do
get
underwater,
like
a full animation.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's
we have too many conversations going at once. I can't focus on one.
There you go. There's a podcast for you.
Dude, I didn't understand. That was jibber jabber at the beginning. That was just straight jibber jabber. That was nonsensical syllables.
That's five women talking.
Do you think that's how they make
at one point
fake languages?
I don't know, dude.
Because that sounded like a fake language.
It sounds a little bit like The Exorcist.
Just have a high budget. Yeah, they don't have a high budget.
We have too many conversations going at once. I can't focus on one.
I feel so bad for unofficial Tony P right there. Like, that's the only time he had to discipline. Uh-huh. So imagine his breaking point. That's his breaking point. He reached it. Because it was an hour of that before he's like, please, guys, shut up.
Oh, yeah. There was three, I think, going on in that clip.
But the show, you know, you have to give him props, man. He's got I think he's got seven thumbs up and like 40 views on that video, man. I don't know who he's paying to do it, but there's people out there watching that stuff, so.
No way.
And then it's happening. It's going to take over the world. Pretty soon it's going to be, well, you know, there's going to be like, here's Colby, thanks for stopping by from your stint on the unofficial podcast, man. Mm-hmm. That's what it's going to be like.
Yeah, he was talking to me about what level we would need to get to for me to do more content for it and
okay.
take it more seriously.
Uh-huh.
I was like 10,000 views.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Set the goal high. At first it was 50.
And okay.
He waddled me down to fucking 10.
So 50 to him is unreachable, but 10 is doable?
He's like, is that really your number? I'm like, yeah, that's really my number. He's like, okay. All right. Because he was talking about doing skits and shit, too. And I'm like, you know how much
Do it,
more
man.
Work that is.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot
With
of work.
With the no time we already have.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's why I said 10,000 views is because if we're getting that every episode.
Right.
Then.
Oh, that's every episode you need.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
a
man.
A consistent 10,000.
Good Lord. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's what you had. I know.
That's a lot of views every episode.
Yeah, that's not going to go well.
How much do podcasts... Do the people... Okay, first of all, do people even do podcasts on YouTube anymore? Like, what do they call them? Like, they're just episodes? Like,
yeah, just episodes.
Because I feel like we're the only people who call them podcasts, and I call them podcasts mostly because I've just been saying the word podcast for 15 years.
No, because, like, there's a big one, the H3 podcast.
Okay.
That's the
name of it. I
think
I've heard
of
that.
And it is a YouTube video podcast, but it's also on
so are they
on
like
iTunes,
but okay so I guess the idea is if they're on iTunes then they count.
Yeah, if they put it out in just audio format, I feel like they call it a podcast.
And see, they got 288,000 views for theirs.
Yeah, man.
So see, Total Biscuit does the co-optional podcast. Total Biscuit, there it is. It has 79,000. See, man, it's totally doable.
It's totally doable when you have people that they want to see on it, but just random people talking?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I feel like we just had podcasts because we started as a podcast. But I don't really think... I mean, I guess technically we're a podcast because we're on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
What? Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like we really do a podcast, you know?
No.
Like, I wouldn't consider
this... We
do a live
show.
Right, it's just a live show. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't really feel like this is a podcast, but whatever.
But what? At Seth and Colby, you think?
You don't know H3H3 podcast? No, I know H1Z1. Is that the same thing?
Nope. Swine flu?
Swine flu?
H1N1?
No, that's true. I think that's swine flu.
I think so.
Yeah.
I thought that's what
There's
you said.
Why are there so many H numbers followed by another letter and another number?
Yeah. Dude, Seth doesn't watch YouTube.
I don't.
I know what H3
at
is.
At all.
I've watched Ethan for quite a while.
Yeah, Colby is the YouTube expert. I am the old radio expert. Like, if you need to talk about old school talk radio, I'm your guy, you know.
I thought I saw a Mike O'Mara shirt on somebody.
You might have. Wichita's is a huge market for him.
Not here.
Oh, on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, that's surprising.
I was like, is that it? And then it's not.
I feel like I'm the youngest that audience skews for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't feel like they have a lot of 30-year-old listeners. They're mostly 45-plus, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm not listening to it.
No.
No.
I don't. It's not for you, I don't think. It's the only reason, honestly, the only reason it's for me is because I've been listening so long. Mm. Like, they talk about things only cold old people talk about. Like,
Morris.
Morris listens to talk radio for years. Yeah, I mean, but Morris is, he's older like me, so.
that makes sense. Supports your point.
Back in the day when we lit candles for warmth, all right, we listened to the radio. Not like you fancy YouTubers with your streaming and your headphones and... That was the only modern thing
your
I could think of.
Headphones.
Streaming and your headphones,
oh,
dude.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but, yeah, so.
Yeah, that podcast was great, man.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Don't go listen to it. I mean.
It's got the best
I hesitate telling people about
best
it.
Best stories.
Because I want to give them my honest opinion, and I don't want to hurt my friends' feelings. All right. And it was the first episode. If you go listen back to the first episode of our shows, it's probably not great either. All right. It's better than that. But it's probably not great. Okay, we get better the more you do it.
Content may be probably close to the same, still better, but quality just over the top, 1,000% better.
Yes, but
because we're not.
Well, it is. It's like his first podcast ever.
Seven people in a room with two mics on a table where people are constantly setting down.
It reminds me of the OG Colton days when you were hosting when your 14-year-old self with six other 14-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was like.
Oh yeah, that. It was had three people and me on the floor surrounding a cell phone, which we were just talking into, and that was inaudible,
You can't listen to it,
can't understand.
Yeah, it's
that
like
shit.
The clip I played, Yeah, it's like that. But you know, to be fair, I mean, my first podcasts were probably like 2004,
mm-hmm.
like pre everybody knowing anything about me. They were probably terrible.
Did you start with a mixer though?
Yeah, I think I did.
So you knew, like, how'd you know? I don't know your origins, man.
Well,
I came into you like
the one thing my terrible trash school had.
Holy shit!
Basement Brain just donated $30.
Holy shit!
He said, "I hope this makes up for it." Well, we'll let chat decide. Basement. It makes up for it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no. What? Double it. Yes, Basement Brain, that's more than generous,
yes,
man.
Yes, thank
it's
you.
More than generous.
That's amazing.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, okay, my terrible garbage hole school, okay, was worthless. We couldn't afford microscopes. That's all right, man. Basement, have fun, dude. Looking at apartments. Oh, God. Mm. We know where you live, dude. Good luck. All right.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Wichita. Good luck. Good luck. Get one close to Mizu. That's what I would say. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so my terrible school. We couldn't afford. Like, I had a science class. We didn't have textbooks because the school didn't buy them. Okay. Like, that's the kind of quality. The one thing my school had was, for some reason, there was a radio station.
Hmm.
Also owned by the school.
Oh, right.
And so I thought that was. And I've always been into music. Always been into music. And so radio for me was just kind of a natural progression. So that's how I knew, like, how, like, mixers were important and mm-hmm. microphones were important and that type of stuff. Because I would go to the radio station. Dude, that radio station. I had a class. It was at 1 o'clock every other day. All right. And it was me and, like, three other people. One of them was the kid of the general manager of the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So me and him went over. And then there was, like, two other people who were friends with me because we figured out the racket. We'd go over there at 1 o'clock. And we'd have no ride back, and they would just forget we were there.
Hmm.
And so literally every Tuesday and Thursday, we would just be at the radio station from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock every day. Because people would forget we were there, we didn't have a ride back. And so I missed all my afternoon classes, didn't matter. You know. And they had like the N64, they had PlayStation over there. I played Red Faction all the time, dude.
Where was it?
It wasn't far from the school, but it was like across the interstate.
It's not Ground Zero, is it?
Yeah, it's Ground Zero.
That was where it was?
That's where it was, yeah.
Oh, shit.
That radio station went away basically right after I graduated, right around the same time.
Okay.
And it turned into their youth church because I went to all Christian schools. Yeah. But
I used to, every time I went to my grandparents on Sunday, drive that way.
Right.
And see it. And I'm always like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is
it used
that
to be
place?
ZFM 90.7.
Really?
That's what it used to be.
That's interesting.
And it probably shut down in 04 or 05. It was pretty close to when I graduated, which was at 05.
Yeah, because I remember going there once.
Right.
For, I think it might have been like, Halloween?
Right, yeah. You probably.
I don't know if you were there. I don't know if I knew you at that point.
I think
time. You might have been.
I might have been there, but I was running sound.
It was like...
Was it a Hell House?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Uh-huh. Yeah. I ran the sound for that. I made hell noises for that.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense, because I was like, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah, I was sitting in, like, the kitchen area, mm-hmm. and I just had, like, my laptop, but I was just playing hell noises.
That's fucking great.
Like, if I... Like, you would have no way of knowing this. Anyone would know this, but, like, I would get bored, and I'd just hit the thunder sound just over and over, just like... And I just back there messing around. It was great, dude.
God, that's
but yeah, actually,
I think that was before I knew you.
Yeah,
I knew you.
You probably well that would have been during
for,
Seth
think,
and Brian.
Lucas
so you would have known of me
and Bash.
Right,
Bash
that would make sense. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think the very first soundboard that I had for Seth and Brian show I actually got when that radio station closed down. Like
really?
I bought it for $80.
Nice.
From the youth pastor who just recently was indicted with over 200 counts of child molestation.
I know him.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I know him.
I hope you don't know him too well.
No. I think I met him once.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty.
But I remember Bash talking very highly of him.
He was a cool guy, dude. Mm. He was a cool guy. I was shocked to read that, but at the same time, nothing shocks you from that school. What's do you mean?
I
don't know what that's a reference to.
Dude's like...
Dude, are you on medication?
Yeah, he's freaking me out with his comments here. Do you? It happened again earlier.
Yeah, it's just like, you think? Like, do you know the way?
Oh, how's that? How's that? How's that not dead yet?
Dead meme. Anyway, so yeah, that's how I got into podcasting.
Oh, I gotcha.
Because I knew what radio was. So to me, like, just getting a microphone and plugging it into a computer wasn't realistic for me. Like that was not something you need to do, you know. So. I got a soundboard and we actually ran it, but I had never done. I literally just imitated other people's shows. Like, I just stole their bits, stole their... Like, even to this day, I'm sure you've heard me say it 100 times, I have a saying that if you steal from me, you're stealing twice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I stole that from a show. Mm-hmm. So technically, I should rephrase as if you're stealing from me, you're stealing 3 times. Because I stole it from a man who said that you're stealing twice because he steals it, so...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like a quadruple. It's steelception, is what it
is. Steelception, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm gonna say all that to don't listen to that show. But if I say don't listen to it, then people want to listen to it. It's like a double edged sword. Like, I want to protect my audience.
Listen to it.
I don't know, man.
Which one? The unofficial?
Yeah. Well, yeah, or anything that I did back in the day. Don't listen to that either. It's not available, so you can't. But it's probably not good. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I go back and listen to it, it's probably not good. I don't know. I have a lot of great memories from that show. Like Matthew getting his car stuck in the Little Caesars parking lot. So good.
Man. I can't imagine re-listening to the Seth and Brian show right
now. I'm sure I have those somewhere on my computer. Imagine. They're just not online.
You don't know how sophisticated I thought your studio setup was.
It was back then, dude.
No, I thought you were in Bones studio.
I was like Sirius XM.
Because it sounded so good. I was like, how the fuck is this happening? I was trying to picture, like, the layout of where people were sitting based off of what you were saying and things like that. And then I saw a video of it. And I was
It's just hobbled together. I mean, it's the same as today.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's the same thing. It's like, we got some nice equipment in here, but it looks like Fallujah after a bombing in that room in there.
Kind of does.
I can't believe it works.
Yeah.
Like, look at down there, man.
Yeah. Too many cables.
That's good cable management for me, and it still looks like a fire.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's not gonna, but it works.
It works.
Know?
That's all that matters.
Yeah, I built that whole studio out of Radio Shack, man. Back then, I thought I was so fancy because like we could like put in a VHS tape and like listen to the audio. Like I had a TV in that studio, so like if we ever need to listen to the news, like if news came breaking on a Saturday at 2 p.m., I could turn on the TV and we would have live audio from the news on our stuff,
oh my
dude.
God.
It was intense. That's actually the most complicated studio I ever had.
Yeah.
And then I've whittled it down to only the necessities for this studio, which is two mics.
That works.
That's all we need.
We don't need anything else.
Well, I mean, technically the computer can play stuff, but yeah. Back then, like, we started the show before YouTube existed. Like, that's mm-hmm. how long ago I'm talking about doing podcasting. Like, so literally, if I wanted to play a clip from a TV show, I would have to, like, VHS tape the TV show and then put it into my VCR, push play, record that audio, and then edit it. Like, there was no, oh, let's Google Anchorman clips. Like, I would literally have to get the Anchorman DVD from Blockbuster, record the Anchorman clip, and then I would play it on the show. Like, kids these days don't understand,
yeah, they don't,
man.
No, man. It's crazy. We're too old.
I mean, I love it now. It's easy. Mm-hmm. It's just like, but there is something to be said for the way I cut my teeth, because now I know all that crap, and it made it, I don't know, it's like Japanese apprenticeships or something. Like, you gotta mop the floors for years before you can touch the sushi, you know? So you can learn how bad it is before you get to do the good stuff.
What is that analogy,
man? I don't know. I don't know.
You just pull that out of thin air?
I feel like mopping floors before you touch sushi
is a thing.
You're like
mix the Karate Kid with sushi.
You gotta wax the car before you can karate chop the fools.
Apparently.
Yeah, man. That's what it's like. Only I did it to myself, which is not a smart idea, but this was not supposed to be a history lesson in my life, but yeah. It turned out to be one. The whole point is just no. All right, let's play it one more time. Just so people know.
Yeah, don't.
How serious we are.
They have a high budget.
When you do a complete underwater, like a full animation.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's
we have too many conversations going at once. I can't focus on one.
That is the whole show.
Oh my god, dude. It's just
yeah, that was bad.
It's a train wreck.
That was bad.
But, yeah. That's it, yeah. So, if you want to listen to it, it's up. I don't know how to promote it. Honestly, I actually don't know how to tell you to get there. Because I go to his music channel, and then I scroll down and find a link to his personal channel. Because, like my YouTube is youtube.com/channel/ 800 digits of nonsense. Mm-hmm. So if you type zswigs.com, it takes you to my YouTube.
Right.
I don't know how to tell you to get to his YouTube.
Don't.
Just don't. Do I watch this or another stream? You watch this. Or you could do like Basin Brain did, donate $30, and then you can leave without any guilt
any
whatsoever.
Guilt at all.
If you want to do that, you feel free to do it, all right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what I would say. Should we start the stupid show?
Yeah, let's get into it, man.
We don't have any topics today.
No,
like I've got stuff.
Tabs.
All of those are terrible.
Cool.
All of them. There's like no news this week.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I don't know why. I'm really worried that because like the summer movie season is starting and everything's just going to be Avengers, 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 mm-hmm. Star Wars, Han Solo, Han Solo. It's just no one's going to announce anything until 2020. And we're not going to have any news about movies that are coming out or anything good until...
Oh my
like,
God.
Like one of the sources for news I get is I pull up the top weekly upvotes on the movies subreddit. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times there's cool stuff in there that kind of rises to the top. And this week, like, it's like about Arnold Schwarzenegger movies from the 80s being better than we thought. Or about this one spy movie that's coming, you know, that in 2019 that has this person in it. And it's just like, that's what they're offering. It's like big budget studios are making only indie movies for the next 2 years because they make something that's a tentpole that's just going to get destroyed by Disney,
yeah.
The machine that is Disney.
Yeah, man, maybe it will stop.
Which, by the way, one of the most infuriating parts of that podcast was there was a 20-minute conversation during that podcast about how Disney is not as good as it used to be. Which is just...
That happened?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, I don't know. I wasn't...
Oh, I looked at your face. You were gone.
Yeah.
You were not there.
I was just way too... I apparently was not listening to any of the conversations.
Well, that's what it sounded like most of. Like, it would be hard to hear.
Yeah.
Because that's it mic'd. And, you know, props to Pinella. That's actually pretty well mic'd.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard to mic that anyway. But when they're not yelling you, it's actually pretty well equalized. I'm surprised.
Mm.
But I would imagine it's actually worse.
Yeah, he said he had it turned up too loud to start with.
Okay.
So the editing of it was a little hard because clipping happens.
It sounds good,
but
honestly, I listened to it as audio. I mean, it doesn't sound this good, but That's because we each have a individual microphone. Mm-hmm. He had two microphones pointed at the entire room, and there's eight people. So
yeah, I mean, other than the
props to props. Hey, Birdlaw, how you doing, dude? And thanks for the sub on Saturday, by the way, Birdlaw, or Friday. He came into my chat on Friday morning spamming hogs, and I'm like, he didn't sub last night? And he's like, yeah, I did it this morning. So,
oh, nice.
Birdlaw, technically the newest
nice.
Sub. So here's YouTube just put this link in here. I don't know, like Friday. Look at all these movies that came out today, or yesterday, or Friday, 2 days ago. Look at all these movies. All of these came out. Quiet Place, Blockers, You Were Never Really Here, Chappaquiddick, Miracle Season, Humanity Bureau, Endless, Spinny Man, Sundog, Sweet County, Panda, Lean on Pete. And that's because they picked that because next Friday you got Rampage, Blumhouse's Truth or Dare, Sergeant Stubby, Sweet Country, Aardvark, and Ordinary Man, Bus Party to Hell, Borg vs. McEnroe, The Rider, Wildling, Baja, Sign Genie, and Zama. And that's
what
because
are these fucking movies.
That's
man.
Because on the next Friday, the only like you've got like four coming out, and then it's Avengers. Like, look at all these movies that are coming out, dude. It's just so stupid. Don't
those
need all these
are
movies.
Too many.
Too many movies. You can't. Mm-hmm. You just can't keep up. But yeah, we. Not a lot of topics today, so.
God, Morris, that's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
The hog and then my emote? Mm-hmm. It's beautiful for me, man.
He's
I sure
a super
love
good
it.
Dude, man.
He is a great dude. He's my favorite dude.
Favorite dude?
I don't know if he's my favorite dude. My favorite dude might be like, I don't know, I was trying to think of some dude like I knew in real life or.
John Stamos.
Yep, you're right. It's John Stamos. I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of pressure to put on Morris that he's my favorite dude.
Nah, he can take it.
Well, technically, you'd probably be my favorite dude.
Ah, beat you, Morris.
So, just
suck
saying.
Just live with that.
And then, yeah, then probably Morris.
It's acceptable.
I want to go to England and like for my entire life, and now I feel like if I want to go to England, I could just crash on Morris's like front porch. Or,
yeah.
He doesn't have a lot of room, he's told me, so... Right. I don't expect it. Fight me, Colby.
I will bring pain down from
yeah?
the heavens onto myself.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was a... We've been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Catching up, and there was this scene where this, like, normal-looking dude pops this medicine that mm-hmm. makes him rage out. And all he does, like, it kills you eventually. Like, you just, it's like you take it as your last stand. Mm-hmm. And it makes you rage out, and he can't feel pain, and he's just punching wildly. And he's fighting, like, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. agents who have martial arts training. Some of them have powers, you know, and he's just taking every punch. And I told Chris, this is what it would be like. This is why I'd win against Colby. Because we always talk about who would win in a fight, and I always say it's me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because what would happen is he's stronger, he's more physically fit, he probably knows fighting way better than I do, but I would be consumed with rage and be unable to feel. And eventually, just through sheer time spent, I would win the fight. I feel like that was the metaphor.
I don't know anything about fighting.
Oh.
That is what I think is
You wild. Ever gotten a fight, man?
Like, when I was younger.
I've only ever been in one fight, and it wasn't really a fight. Some guy punched me in my forehead because I wouldn't give him a donut.
Yeah. I got my ass beat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not fun.
I mean, I had a whole thing of Krispy Kremes. This is like 11th grade or something. And dude's like, give me one of your donuts. And I'm like, I'm not giving you a donut, dude. And he's like, I'm going to hit you in your head if you don't give me a donut. I'm like, hit me in my head. And he hit me right in my head. And joke's on him because my head is big and hard. He hit me square in my forehead, and I just stared at him. And I just held my donuts.
What happened? Did he just walk away?
Yeah, he's just like, dude. He's like, all right, man, you keep your donuts.
Oh, Jesus.
And then I think the principal started walking down the hallway, you know, so he scattered. Mm. He's like, that guy just hit you? And I'm like, yeah, he wanted my donuts. He's like, I'm going to go get him in trouble. And I'm like, I don't really care. I just want my donuts, man. So he hit me in my head. It don't hurt.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like if you hit me full power in my head, it would hurt you more than it hurt me. I imagine my forehead
where.
Bone is
yeah,
like
I mean,
this
your
big.
Forehead, yeah. Yeah, but if you clock the jaw,
eh, might
that's
hurt.
That's gonna hurt.
That might hurt.
It's just your jaw is weaker than yeah. your skull.
It's I have to be consumed with. I'm a little bit like the Hulk in real life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Hulk can never die. He mm-hmm. can only get more angry and more powerful.
Right.
It's like me.
Yeah.
Only without the radiation and the turning green. You know, it's just me hulking out. Like yeah. YouTube says, you'd win. I don't agree with him.
Yeah, I don't either.
There's no way. Just because because Colby would hit me harder than I'd hit him, but I wouldn't feel it. I'd just absorb the hits like
no.
some type of nerve.
Dude, I hate those dreams. I don't know if you've had them, but you're like fighting somebody.
Yeah.
And then you just punch, like you feel like you're punching as hard as
yeah.
you possibly can. And then it's just like, Eh.
That's the result. Happens in the movies a lot, you know.
Oh God, it I have those
hit
dreams.
Hit some dude and they just stay there.
And like you run and then you can't run faster than what's chasing you. Like those dreams happen to me.
I hate getting chased in dreams. That's awful. Yeah. Suck.
I try and fight and I'm doing it. I'm doing well. Like I'm moving. I'm blocking them. But it's just like.
Yeah. I don't think I ever want to be chased. Like, is there anything more scary than being chased, man? Maybe falling off a cliff?
I just remember getting chased by a crab.
Yeah.
Wait.
A crab?
That might have been an Always Sunny dream. I can't remember.
It's weird no matter what, sir.
That's from something. And it was like
a crab?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Never mind. Just let's start the show.
All right, we'll start the show.
Start the show.
I'm just trying to prolong it because we don't have anything to talk about. But
here we can get back.
Here we go. Here we go.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
I'd like to stand here, present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What is up, everybody, and welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. We are a podcast or live video show, whatever you want to call it, that is live twice a week.
Twice.
Once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, and once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time, both at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. If you don't watch it live, you can go check it out on demand at youtube.com/Seth and Colby. That's where the videos are after we go live. And then if you want to listen to the audio version because you don't want to see our faces, you can do that on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Those links, including just a regular RSS feed for all of you weird app users out there that don't like to use the what the man provides. You can get that at SethandColby.com. Don't trust the man, dude, especially if that man is Mark Zuckerberg. That's what the internet's teaching me this week. So, yeah. If you want to support the show, there's a few ways to do it. Number one is free. Go to twitch.tv/SethandColby and click that follow button. That does help us immensely, grows our audience, and yeah. That's a great way to help us. You can also subscribe on YouTube. You can follow us on Twitter at Seth and Colby, both of them. Easy peasy. If you want to give us money and help feed my family and make Colby feel more engaged with the show, you can do that too. There's a couple ways. One is through a monthly subscription. $4.99 will get you a hog emote to spam anywhere on Twitch. $9.99 will get you the hog emote and Colby's fat face. And then $24.99 will get you the hog, Colby's fat face, and my fat face to use anywhere
on
Twitch.
So many fat faces.
Let me tell you, there is nothing more pleasurable than spamming a bunch of hogs in like some big streamer's Twitch and just looking at their face, like, is that a hog? And then it just moves on past the screen. It's so great. It's so great to do. Believe me, the hog is a great emote. It's probably the best emote on Twitch. It's a fact.
It's a pretty good one.
In fact, you can also just straight up give us cash. Donations of $5 or more, including cheers of $500 or more, will make a very loud foghorn go off, scaring me, giving me cardiac arrest and interrupting anything we're doing on the show, and we'll stop and we'll read your name and message, and they are much appreciated, and we thank you in advance.
Super advanced.
Yeah, and I think that's it. Did I miss anything in the intro? No, buy a t-shirt. There's also, you can buy t-shirts,
we
or
got
hoodies.
Merch.
We got merch. I just wish you merch into the,
buy
that
merch.
Merch.
Buy that.
Buy that.
Buy that merch.
Merch. You can type exclamation point merch in the chat, or you can go to SethandColby.com/merch, and it'll take you right to the Rhapsody store where you can buy official Seth and Colby hoodies, t-shirts, and other stuff. I think it's literally just hoodies and t-shirts, but it's there. So thank you guys for putting up with that intro. That's another thing I feel like I only do because podcasts do it, and we don't really need to do it, but it's there. So
nah, it's good, man. They need to hear that shit to remind them and to let people know.
I mean, it's on the bottom of the screen consistently for 2 hours.
Who reads that, though?
I don't know. No longer available says, I hate the dreams that wake you up from falling off a cliff. Dude, I have so many dreams where I'm like in a building that's collapsing. Mm-hmm. You ever have those dreams? Yeah. Like, I don't feel like I've ever just like ran and like fall off a cliff. I do think I fall down like waterfalls a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's so many dreams I have where like whatever I'm standing in falls out from under me.
Yeah, I used to have a lot of falling dreams, and then I hated them so much that I tried to get myself to have them so I can overcome them.
Gotcha.
But now my fear of the dream is that I'm up somewhere high.
Okay.
With like no guardrail, and every step I take, I feel like I'm getting closer to the edge of falling. I don't fall, but it's just like the vertigo effect.
Are you scared of heights in real life?
It depends. Like, I could be up in the World Trade Center tower, completely enclosed in glass, and be fine.
Okay.
I'll be on the edge of that, looking straight down, being like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But if I'm outside where there's wind and I look down an edge, I feel like, I'm not good with that.
I don't know. I don't think I'm really scared of heights, but I'm scared of falling.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be the same for you.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know, dude, like... Like, I love going to Colorado and hiking and doing all that stuff, and, like, we'd be up on mountains, and there'd be, like, a cliff, and I'd, like, walk right up to the edge of the cliff, and I feel like, maybe I shouldn't be this close to the edge of a cliff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really scared, but at the same time, I am.
Well, if I know in my head there's no possibility of me...
Well, there's always a possibility.
...vibrating through this glass in front of me to fall off, then I'm good. But, yes, on a cliff, I was at Crater Lake one time, and it was just...
Whoosh,
...straight down. Right. I'm like... Okay, I shouldn't be standing this close. Yeah. Let's back up a bit.
But I don't know, because I don't feel as scared of that as I do of, like, bees, which I'm actually scared of. I hate
bees.
Bees?
Bees!
Bees?
Bees?
Yeah, dude, I, wasps, hornets, yellow jackets, mud daubers.
Dude, you're just like...
I hate them, dude.
Yeah, you don't
know
what to do.
I actually pretty much am afraid of all flying insects.
Mm.
Like spiders, snakes, those types of things, they don't bother me.
Dude, fuck spiders.
Like it doesn't make any sense that this is why fears, all fears are irrational. But
they're
like,
too fast, man.
Yeah. Like, I'm more scared of a moth that won't do anything but flap on your face than I am of, like, a rattlesnake.
Nope.
That don't make any sense, you know?
Nope.
Like, I'll be in a boat and I'll be like, there's a water moccasin that could drain the life from me in half a second. And I'm like, hey, Mr. Moccasin, you know, but if there's a moth coming at me, it's scorched earth, you know? I don't want to deal with any of that.
Nope. I hate the stinging creatures.
Yeah.
I'm fine with a moth.
Well, and like, I've gotten stung before, and it's not that bad. Like, it literally isn't that bad. It's just for some reason, like, the fact that you don't know it's coming, you know?
Yeah. Or where it's going to hit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which is why I think I don't like being followed, because you don't know if they're going to catch it, you know?
I know. Gotcha.
It's like, if I was getting robbed, you know, I would rather the robber come in and be like, I'm in your house! With a gun.
Right.
I would be less scared than if I just woke up and there's a robber in my house with a gun. Like, just announce your presence. Like, that's all I want. You know, like, when someone knocks on your door and you don't expect them, that's more scary than if, you know, someone knocks on your door and you know who it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Right.
It's like that idea. So if you rob me, just for the record, if you're ever robbing me, please don't, first of all, but second of all, announce yourself.
Yeah.
I'd be more willing to be like, I have a loaf of bread. You go and take that?
Just do your business and leave
me
alone.
Leave, please.
Please, I will not do anything. Just move along.
I don't have anything of value, so they'd probably shoot me because they'd be like, what do you got, a giant stuffed snake? That's great.
That's cool.
That's cool. I'm going to leave now.
I want that snake.
I mean, that snake's pretty sweet.
Yeah. But... No, my neighbor's door is like adjacent to my door.
Right.
And he gets way
it's the same way for me.
Guests than I do, and so I hear the door and I'm like,
I always think they're knocking.
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Who is knocking at my door right now? I don't know.
Well, we went out to dinner.
The fuck out.
Now I have no money for weed. Hadn't had a smoke in over a week. Been dreaming a lot more. Did you experience that when you smoked? Like, you had less dreams?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Could not remember my dreams for the life of me until I stopped, and then I've been dreaming like crazy.
Huh. I don't know.
It stops the something in your brain.
I don't really. I can't sleep without sleeping pills. So I take. Well, now I take three. And what's weird is like. Because it takes me about 3 hours to fall asleep with two pills, and then it started taking 4 or 5 hours for two pills to kick in. So I up to three. And now it takes about 2.5 hours for me to fall asleep. But now I dream, which makes me think that the two pills weren't giving me an actual deep sleep.
Right.
Like the three pills were.
Yeah.
Because I didn't dream beforehand. Morris, dude, he hasn't had cigarettes in 3 days, dude. What are you... That's rough, man. Colby's been there
weed,
also.
No cigarettes, God.
But not at the same time.
Yeah, speaking of which, that was when I was doing sleeping pills, and they kept me the fuck up.
Right.
I had the worst time detoxing from, I think it was cigarettes.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
I imagine.
Because that was when I came up to stay with you for a week.
Right. I am super glad that I don't have to, I never had to deal with it. Because I have a very addictive personality. Yeah. So, like, if I had started cigarettes, that would have been rough. Like,
yeah, it was not fun,
tough,
man. Because, yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard. I can't imagine going through that. So best of luck to you, man. Mm. That sucks. But yeah, dude, it's like we went out with friends last night, and they were telling us a story about how the girl I was, or the woman we were with, her friend, she was, I don't know why I said that so weird. Well, I said the girl we were with, like it made it sound like I was with her for this story. It wasn't. She was telling us the story about how she was waking up for work at 5 a.m., and someone knocked on her front door at 5 a.m. And so she ran into the bedroom, like, it knocked again, you know, like a normal amount of time passed. Like, someone was there. Mm-hmm. And so she ran into her boyfriend's bedroom, who was asleep still. And then they came in and they knocked on the window. And they were both, you know, they're sleeping, they're not wearing clothes. By the time they get dressed and they go, look, no one's there.
Creepy.
And it's like, what's weird is that they like knocked on the door and then they went and knocked on the bedroom window.
Yeah, that's
like
weird.
To wake them up, but then they weren't there. Like, that would be in my head for a year.
Yeah.
You know, like, what is the purpose of that? Because you like,
Oh, no, man. Oh.
If someone's going to rob you, you think it wouldn't be at 5 a.m. It would be like 2 a.m. when it's dark. Yeah. You know, I mean, 5 a.m. is probably still dark, but it's not dark.
Yeah.
You know?
No,
and why would you knock on the window?
I came home from lunch one time. When I was living with my parents, and I'm the only one at home on my lunch.
Right.
And so I'm getting ready to leave, I think, to go back to work, and then all of a sudden just on the fucking, my window, just a window on the side of the house, a knock on the fucking window. Not the door.
That's weird.
Just the window. I'm like, what? I heart drop. I'm like,
yeah.
What the fuck is happening?
Right.
Because I'm the only one here. I'm freaking out. It turns out to be a bunch of neighborhood kids being assholes.
Well, that's probably what it was for them, too. But you just don't know.
Uh-uh.
You just don't know, dude.
Yeah, it freaked me out. I was late back to lunch because I was, like, waiting. I didn't want to go outside.
Right.
I thought I was going to get jumped. I was like, uh-uh.
Yeah, you just quit your job and stay inside.
Yep.
That's the only thing you can do. Yeah, that's weird, man. But I don't know. I don't ever want to get robbed or...
No.
But yeah, they were like, we thought about, we looked up like, go buy a shotgun, you know, and I'm like, you need to go like Colby does, and just go buy like a drop cam. Just put it up, and then, you know, you see who's at your front. We're like, we have cameras, we just haven't hooked them up yet.
Right, like, I mean, at least in my mind, if somebody's breaking in, somebody's robbing,
right,
I'm going to have them on camera.
At least you'll get retribution.
Yeah.
Whether you're dead or not, that dude's going to jail.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a peace of mind.
I don't know who is going to find my Nest camera footage.
But yeah, well, I'm sure the cops know how to do that, right?
Maybe.
I don't know. I would assume.
Maybe.
I feel like all the TV shows are like, does that camera work? You know, but they don't have anyone to ask.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
It depends.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
But it definitely gives me some confidence in knowing that. I'll have a picture
of you,
asshole.
It's peace of mind, right? It's peace of mind.
I'm going to have a
picture
of you.
Even if 100. 100% of the time, it's just your dog running down to the bottom of the stairs and taking a poop.
Like, knock on wood, I don't want anybody to rob me. But
right.
I kind of want somebody to walk in who's, like, not a robber, and this is, like, their first time doing it.
It's like a new robber.
And then,
is this your first time, rookie?
Right.
Don't rob me, you're on camera.
I can talk through the camera and be like, hey, motherfucker, I see you.
You're saving a life.
And then he's like, oh, shit. Oh,
I'm changing my life. I'm sorry.
I'm out of here. Sorry, man. That would be great.
Is that what you would say to the person? Just be like, I can see it.
Oh, my gosh.
No longer available. Donated $5. Thank you, man. You guys are super generous today. Hi. Just came to say hi. Well.
Hey, man.
Hello.
Hello, and thank you so much.
I was about to zoom in on my face like this.
Uh-huh.
Then I remembered that if I did that, I would have to zoom in on your face, and your face is still.
Thank you so much.
I never fixed your zoom. I never reset.
Don't. I love that zoom.
It's like, here's me. Hi. How you doing? Here's Colby.
Here's me. I don't know why I look like I have to line it up. You could line it up.
I could. You can just be comfortable. And then, I mean, honestly, the easiest thing to do would be for you to be comfortable, and then I just turn it and then move it the correct way. That way I could just, you know. You just look so much more intense than me. Like, your eyes are just intense.
Yes.
Hey, official player, how you doing, dude?
Hola.
Hola.
Como
I believe
estas?
It's pronounced hola, if I'm.
Hola.
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 Yeah, dude, last night on the way home from said dinner, something weird happened to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I feel about it. There was a white Ford Focus hatchback.
Okay. Right?
You know the car well, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you know it well.
I had one.
You did?
No, my parents had one.
They did?
Uh-huh.
Is your dad still driving that Mustang?
Yes, he is.
Dude needs an upgrade. Like, it's been like 15 years, man.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, that's beside the point. Just pulled up right next to us, okay? And we just, and Chris noticed it first. She's like, this dude next to us is just staring at us. And I'm just driving like normal, and then, you know, 30 seconds go by after she says that, and I realize he's keeping speed with us.
Okay.
Like, literally just so he could stare into the car. And so I look
while driving?
Right.
Or
while driving.
Passenger or the driver?
The driver.
Oh, God.
The driver. And so I look over at him, and Chris's like, don't look at him. And I'm like, is it someone we know? And she's like, no, it's no one we know. And so I'm like, okay. So I just stop looking at him. And we go probably 3 miles down the road with him just locking eyes with our car. Me and Chris staring ahead like we're marching to our deaths.
Yeah.
And me just driving like normal. That he's just right next to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we pull up to a stoplight, and I you know, I have the volume control on my steering wheel, so I turn down the volume because I hear him yelling, but I can't figure out what he's yelling. I'm like, Chris, what's he singing? You know, and I'm doing my best ventriloquist so he can't see my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's he saying? And she's like, I don't know. And then we make it to we're coming from downtown. So for like base of Brandon Colby, we're driving down Central.
Mm-hmm.
And so we stop at the stoplight there at that Family Video.
Yes.
And that's where we first notice him. And then we stop again at the West Street one, and then when we make it to the highway, he's got his window down, and like there's a car in front of me, okay, and then there's me, and then he stops at me, and I hear him going, "Give me a high five, hey man, I just want a high five me man, come
what?
On, high five me." At this point, Chris is like, he's just high out of his mind or something. And then eventually, you know, he drives forward to the minivan.
Uh-huh.
And then he starts doing it with the minivan in front of us. And the minivan, like, at first, my first thought was, is my tire fell off my car.
Right, like he's telling you your brake light's out.
Right, something like that. Flat. And so I'm doing, like, checks and making sure, and, like, everything feels normal. And then he pulls up to the minivan, and they start doing the same thing. Like, they start braking, and I can tell they're like, is my car on fire? Like, am I dying right now? And he's just leaning out the window, just yelling, "Hey, give me a high five!" And I'm just like, what is happening? And eventually he just, like, after like 20 seconds with this person, he didn't stay nearly as long. He just speeds up and turns down 13th Street.
Wow.
I didn't know what was going on. The official player says he wants to race. Like, at first I thought it was someone we knew that was just like, hey, man, what's up? You know, but it's just some idiot just...
Dude. That's sketchy as fuck.
Right?
Yeah.
And, like, I thought about it, and I'm like, you know, he probably just, if we would have rolled down the window and been like, hey, man, how you doing tonight? Here's a high five. He probably would have just been like, this is great. But, like, the same time, it was, like, I didn't know if he was going to follow me home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how long am I going to have to drive in this straight line?
Yep.
You know, because it reminded me of the sunglass incident that we had, and I'm just like, I don't want to go through that again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, man. I would have been like... I think I would have given him a high five.
Well, that's what I thought. I was like, am I being an old fogey right now by just not giving the guy a high five?
Yeah, because the other day I was stopped at a light waiting to turn, and then this guy comes up, and then he is leaning out the window looking at my car. And then I'm like, what's this guy trying to say? And so I roll down my window. He's like, hey, man, you know how to get to Walmart? I'm like, yeah, it's this way, this way, this way, do that.
Yeah.
But it could have been something worse. And, like, well, I don't know what I would do in that situation.
Well, it was 2 miles of him just staring.
That's so creepy.
That's what the weird part was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he had pulled right up to his roll down, he would have been like, hey, give me a high five. You know, that would have been way less weird than him being right next to me, holding the exact speed window to window as I was, and just staring.
That is creepy.
Like, I didn't know if, like, there's some social contract where you do that and a high five's a normal thing, and I've just never heard of it.
That's not a thing.
It was weird, though, dude.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
It was very weird. No Longer Bible says, if anyone wants to make make the bank break, put an emoji as one of your checking accounts. I've heard that. Like, because you can name, like, some banks allow you to, like, give nicknames to your checking account.
Yeah.
So if you're on your phone, you can have, like, the tongue sticking out as your name, and it'll break some of the banking softwares. I wouldn't recommend it because that's only going to harm you.
Yeah.
It's not like Wells Fargo is going to be on CNN the next time and be like, our entire banking system is crashed due to one tongue sticking out emoji.
One emoji. Who's the motherfucker that did it?
Right. It's just not going to let you download, you know, check your banking. But yeah, that was a very strange occurrence last night for me. So,
what time was this around?
10. Around about 10 o'clock.
I would be creeped out.
Yeah.
Because I'm always thinking like, hey, man, let me get a high five. Bang!
Right, right. I mean, it was weird because he stared at us for 2 miles before he rolled out of the window.
So creepy.
Like, and he made it, like, the way he was yelling it made it sound like we should have known.
Did you notice, like, his driving was, like, poor?
Well, I mean, you know how, like, when you're driving, like, we've all done this as kids, like, drive next to someone purposely, like, you swerve close to the car and that type of stuff. So he was doing some of that.
Really?
But and he sped off and turned down the road like a maniac, but I don't think it was anything other than just a normal idiot driver. Like,
drunk,
he didn't look drunk.
Okay.
But, I mean, Chris could see him better than me, because obviously she's on the passenger side and he's on the driver's side right next to her. She was like, he's just blissed out of his mind, like...
Yeah.
He's not on planet Earth.
No. That's crazy.
Like, it was to the point where I was like, maybe I should call the cops and be like, look for this license plate number. This man is Clint. He's escaped the monkey museum or whatever.
That might be something, that should have happened.
Right.
That man sounds like a very...
But he was
person.
Right next to us pretty much the entire time. Like, he was next to us for 5 minutes. He was next to the minivan in front of us for 20 seconds, and then he was gone.
That's so
like, we could only see his face. But so if you live in Wichita, Kansas, and there's some crazy man driving around in a white Ford Focus hatchback, he wants a high five. Now you know. So pretty weird.
Yeah, my goal when driving is not to get high fives.
Yeah, my goal when driving is to ignore everyone on the road and make it home.
Right.
Yeah, as fast as I can. That's pretty much.
Nobody likes traffic. Just
no. Nobody likes people, other drivers either.
Yeah, nope.
Like, if we all had the choice, we would make it so the roads were empty when we're driving on them.
Oh, yeah. I always have the bad feeling of some idiot drivers in front of me.
Right.
And I just start yelling because I yell at idiot drivers.
Right, me too. Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. And I just yell at idiots in general.
I drive, typically, when that happens, they're going too slow, and then I speed up and go around them.
Right.
And then every time I go around them, I try in my head to be like, don't look at them.
Right.
But I always have to look to see if it's an old person or somebody dying or something like
that. It's always an old person.
Oh, yeah, but my fear is that I'm going to look like
yeah,
like this, and then it's going to be somebody I know that I have to see again, and I'm like,
it's gonna be awkward. Yeah, man.
Sorry.
I thought about when I was, like, real young, like 18 or so, just having some signs in my car that I could hold up, be like, go faster or use your blinker, and I could just have them, you know, and just hold them up. But...
That was one of my ideas.
None of that stuff matters. Like it's not going
to
change anyone's life.
Message
right,
system.
Right, that'd be great.
Like you could play over their speakers, drive faster.
Except the thing is that
you'd
that
get trolled so much.
That won't change anyone's life.
No.
Like no one's going to go home and be like, "Wow, that guy's showing me the signs, you know?"
Maybe I
should have listened to him, you know? Maybe he's making a point.
No, you're just going to be like, "That fucking prick told me
to
drive
faster."
Yeah, I was
going fast. I'm
going
to drive twice as slow.
I have a child in the car. My dying grandma's brittle.
Right.
She can't take the bumps, man. Right. I'm going 30 and a 50.
But I think we're the odd ones. I don't know if we're the odd ones out, but like if Twitch has taught me anything, and you know, I do. I stream 30 hours a week. And sometimes randos just pop in the chat and just give me their opinions, you know? And I'm just like, what makes you think I care about your opinion?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I don't know if they're the odd ones out or if we're the odd ones out, but there's definitely people out there that want to give you their opinion.
Yeah. That's why we're on the
internet. How do you know? We're not giving opinions.
That's all we do.
Well, I mean, kind of. But I don't know. It's just like, how do we determine whose opinion is right and whose opinion isn't?
Right. It doesn't matter because it's your opinion.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So the idea is of us flashing signs, there's no way that person is going to be like, their opinion may be right.
Right.
Because they have a trustworthy face, you know?
Yeah.
So they're just going to ignore all opinions because that's what unless you're a regular in Twitch chat, I just ignore your opinion because it's probably poop.
Mm-hmm.
But if like you've been watching me for 4 months and then you want to give me your opinion, okay, maybe I'll take it seriously.
Right.
So I guess maybe what we have to do is someone's an idiot driver.
Mm-hmm.
You follow them until they reach their destination. Then you kindly introduce yourself, give them your resume, and then be like, please don't drive slow anymore. Saying this as a friend.
I think that would impact them in a pretty major way. They'd be like, this dude's following me. All he wants is a fucking high five. And now he's telling me I better fix my driving, and he had somewhat a threatening tone.
And I'll be like, hey, high five guy, I'm going to give you some friendly advice. Feel like we connected over the high five thing. Mm-hmm. Don't.
Don't.
All right, I'll see you later, man. That's what it should have been, dude. Driver is an idiot sandwich. I like that. I like that phrase, dude.
Idiot sandwich?
Idiot sandwich. Two breads on the side of the head, man. Idiot sandwich.
And I was thinking it was a collection of moron.
Dumbass. Oh, like the cold cuts are different names for idiot. And you just make it together, and now you got yourself a nice idiot sandwich.
Stupid twat.
Yeah, I'd like some of that sliced thin on my sandwich, please.
Just got a little bit of the stupid twat. Just a little bit of it. Not a.
Oh, bear, dude, whatever. Don't fail fish as a fish player. All right, we're idiots. All right, and you watch us, so what's that say about you, man? All right, let's talk about one of Colby's favorite topics, or maybe not one of Colby's favorite topics. I can't really get a hold if he cares or not. But Game of Thrones just finished shooting a battle that took place over 55 nights. The longest battle in history so far was the Battle of the Bastards episode, which took 25 days to film.
Wow.
So for, like, comparison, the Helm's Deep battle in Two Towers, Lord of the Rings Two Towers, took 111 nights.
Oh, my God.
So 55 nights.
That's exciting.
Yeah?
Man. Yeah. I want... It's just burned me. Man.
Yeah?
Game of Thrones has just burnt me.
What do you mean? Like, because they take too long?
Yeah.
But see, when I read that, they had 55 nights, like, because there's a lot of comments in here that are like, let's see here. Here it is. Okay, so just imagine them filming 55 straight days and night, or days at night to film a battle. Battle of the Bastards is amazing, but I think now that this battle will include the Night King and an undead Viserion, it'll be groundbreaking. Pretty impressive for a TV production. Now that I had to Google Helm's Deep Battle Lord of the Rings was 120 days of filming. Let's see here. One of these was like, took 55 days of filming. That's Click Game Bowl. That's a good meme, though. It's a good meme, though. Who cares?
Dude, that's crazy comments. Amount of time.
Comments. One of these was like, I don't remember which one it was. There's some comment in here. I can't find it now. But they were basically the guy who plans the battles said that Battles of the Bastards took 25 days or whatever. And he said that wasn't enough time. The battle didn't live up to his expectations because he didn't have enough time. So now, apparently, because they've delayed it, he got as much time as he needed. So does that make you less angry that they're taking so much time to make the new season?
I mean, once it's here, I'll be fine. But up until it's here, I'm still mad.
I don't know. I honestly see both sides of the coin. Like, I get that, like, they want more time to make it right. But at the same time, I feel like...
You can't do it faster?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. That's
like,
my
do you need 55 days to make it right?
HBO, this is your biggest show.
Right, hire more people.
Just hire more people. Throw more money at it.
Right.
Take away from John Oliver's bullshit
budget.
Because
Helm's Deep took 120 days to film. It was, what, an hour and a half of that movie? Easy?
Yeah, it's pretty good, the last half.
So, if 55 days, that's a third, okay, of that. It's a little more than a third, okay? But, like, I don't believe this battle will be a little more than a third of the impact that Helm's Deep battle will be.
It's going to be the major impact, is what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is, like, the time that it took to film it would lead me to believe that it should be half as good as the Helm's Deep battle.
Right.
So if it airs and it's not half as good as the Helm's Deep battle, then I just think they're wasting time again. And this delay is all smokescreen just to make us pay for HBO for an extra year.
It will be better because when filming Helm's Deep back in 2003 or whenever it was is going to be a little different than filming.
So you think that they can compress 120 days worth of 1999 filming into like 70 days of 2018 filming? Is that
what
you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, yep.
I think you're building up for the hype.
I'm building it up,
man. I think you're building up the hype. It's going to be bad.
It's got to be the best thing ever released on TV. Ever.
You think so?
Yeah. The hype is just too real. The buildup is just too real. The budget, the fan base, everything.
I'm just so ready for disappointment because I feel like...
Yeah, I'm ready to get it over with. That's why I'm pissed about them taking so long.
With the exception of Infinity War, which for some reason I feel cannot not live up to the hype. I feel like it's got to be as good as they say. Like, the Han Solo movie has this much hype. I feel like it's going to suck.
Speaking of that, I watched a video about it. Apparently, Ron Howard reshot I think it was 80-90% of the entire movie. Wow. And it was basically completed once they got fired.
Yeah.
And so that he reshot. That's why I think he's the only director credit.
Right. Well, we talked about that when we read that on the show. Of it you have to reshot. Direct 51% or more of the movie mm-hmm. to be the only credited director. So that we knew for a fact that he did more than half. But 80-90%, they just redid the whole movie.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wouldn't you hate that? Like, well, I don't know. You would have to get paid for those reshoots, right? As an actor?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, you would have to get repaid.
So you basically just got paid for two movies.
Yeah, you just wasted
one.
Your time is all that it is. I mean, and is it wasted if you get paid? Probably yeah. not. But still, like.
It's like we had it, man. And yeah, the brothers took like 30 takes per scene.
Okay.
Because they were basically forced to get the script scene by the writer, Lawrence Kasdan.
Right.
And then they wanted some more takes for, you know, trying different things, making it their way compared to the script, because of the creative differences and all that.
Yeah.
And then Ron Howard comes in and does it in two or three takes, and then he's done and moves on.
Which this probably isn't good, right?
Probably not.
I think this actually is the new trailer. I don't...
No, I think it's only been one, right?
Well, I saw on Twitter that the Han Solo, the Star Wars Twitter said that they were releasing a new trailer today, and that was like 15 hours ago.
No,
does this look different than the last trailer? No, this looks
really,
like the same trailer, right? This looks like the same trailer mm-hmm. to me, so.
It's cut the same, too.
What time does the Solo movie trailer release on Sunday? What time exactly, fans? Middle chapter, 8 p.m.? Is that what it says? Yeah. Where does it say that at?
Big bold, right in the middle. Black bold.
Oh, right here, okay. Yep. Solo, a Star Wars story, released between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, April 8th. So we're going to get a new trailer today.
That's cool.
I don't know, dude.
I heard that people hate the guy, the man, Solo.
Like
he's a bad actor. They had to bring in acting coaches for the guy.
I've heard that, too, mm-hmm. but... The acting coaches did their job. Does that matter? I don't know, dude. It's like all these insiders. I don't get how that works right. because the only people who know what this movie is are the people who made it. Mm-hmm. Like for this movie specifically, I don't believe insiders because if the insiders knew everything, they would know that the directors weren't working.
Yeah,
and that they would have to be scrapped. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we know so little about this movie. I feel like we know more about Infinity War than we do the Solo movie, and that's just a very bad. Feeling
well, it's because they had their time frame, like they had a character in it. I forget his freaking name. I don't want to go to racial stereotypes here, but black guy who is in I want to say Breaking Bad.
Okay, I'm trying to remember any black people in Breaking Bad.
Maybe it wasn't Breaking Bad then. Damn it. Anyways, there's a character in the movie. Who couldn't make the schedule, the reshoots.
Okay.
And so they just cut him out
of
the
entire
movie.
They just got rid of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's weird, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, do you feel like this movie's going to bomb?
Yes.
Like, you are a Star Wars fan.
Oh, yeah.
Are you hyped?
I'm going to see it. But as for hype...
Well, you see it opening day.
Infinity War?
Right. Well, that might be part of the problem, is that Infinity War... Like, if my body...
Game of Thrones
if my capacity
eight?
For hype is like a battery,
mm-hmm.
100% of that battery right now
is
Infinity War. And I wonder after, you know, we drain the juice from Infinity War watching, if I'll be hyped for other movies. I don't know, dude.
Nope.
I don't know.
As for Solo,
I just haven't seen... The thing about Infinity War that's crazy to me is, like, there's people in chat, like, Ren TV is a sub, like, he... He says, I don't really care about Marvel, and even I'm hyped for Infinity War. Like, mm-hmm. I haven't seen one person who isn't excited to see Infinity War.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but there's lots of people out there, Star Wars fans or not, that
parents.
Aren't super hyped for Han Solo. Really? They don't want to see Infinity War?
Yeah, I don't think they care.
You don't think they care?
No. I went over there last night, and they were watching Shape of Water.
Okay.
And so I saw a couple scenes from that. It looked fucked up.
It's the movie where a lady bones a fish.
Well, and Michael Shannon.
Yeah, great actor,
grabs
by the way.
A dude through a hole
yeah, he
in
does.
His shot
he,
face.
You saw the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the very end.
Mm-hmm, that
yeah.
was brutal.
It is brutal. The rest of the movie isn't that way.
Anywho, yeah, I was like, well, this looks fucked up.
Yeah.
So, and
you literally
like,
caught the last 10 minutes of the movie.
My dad was like, well, maybe a Ragnarok will be better. I'm like, what? A Ragnarok?
A Ragnarok?
What? And he's like, the Thor movie. I'm like, oh, Ragnarok. Right. Yeah, uh-huh.
So your parents went and rented Shape of Water and Thor?
Yes.
Wow.
And so I was drunk.
Not judging you.
Bit.
I'm just, that's very strange
I
choices.
Came in, I started watching it right before Korg came on screen. And then
okay.
before hey, they had started watching it, I was like, this is a funny movie. This is going to be a lighter. You're going to laugh.
Right.
It's going to be good. And then Korg came on. And I told him he's my favorite character.
Right.
He made me laugh in every scene.
Yeah, Perishable Rock. Uh-huh. There was another one.
So Korg comes on, and I watch them watching it.
Right.
No laughs.
Just stone-faced?
Just stone-faced. My dad, not a peep out of him. But then, like, Thor or Hulk is talking like a baby.
Right.
Like, baby arms.
Right.
And then Thor
also
runs
funny,
in,
right.
into the screen
right,
and
gets,
shit.
Gets zapped. Yeah. Nothing?
Cracked up.
Oh, they loved that.
Uh-huh.
So they liked the slapstick, huh? Yep. So they probably loved it when Thor threw the ball and it hit him back in
yep,
his face.
They laughed at that, too.
Yeah. Well, they don't like the highbrow humor. Mm-hmm. Like, we...
yeah, I just...
That's actually funny. But see, I think that's probably the brilliance of Marvel is that they mm-hmm. hit all the audiences, you know?
Yeah.
They don't do it over your head, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I trust
Korg.
Anyone who doesn't find
nothing.
Korg funny.
Nothing, man. Piss off Ghost came
Piss
in
off
and
Ghost,
then
best
just
part.
I heard silence.
Best part, Korg's best part is what he's talking about Asgard as it blows up. He's like, this can be a shining beacon for all races as long as the foundations are strong, and then boom. And he's like, those foundations are gone oh. now, sorry.
Foundations are gone. Sorry. Oh, Meek, you're alive. What was the question, bro? I love that movie too much.
It's great. It's
too
a great. It's a great movie, dude.
Mm-hmm. It's great for not. I think it's just if you don't take it as seriously as like a Thor movie,
right?
Then it's great.
Well, I think the
but
first
if you're looking for Thor 2,
right.
it's not going to be good,
right? Well, I think that's what I didn't like it at first, and I didn't expect it to be as funny as it was, mm-hmm. you know, and.
Yeah, I just look
but on,
at it
on
as
repeat
a
on repeat viewings, it's better because
if you
of it.
Think about it just
right.
as a fun romp of a
right.
time.
And people are like, "When did Thor get goofy?" Mm-hmm. And like, you go back and you watch the Avengers, he's kind of goofy.
Yeah,
it's just the setting that he's in. Mm-hmm. Like, he's barely in Ultron.
Yeah,
like I didn't really realize that until I went back and watched it. But he's right. only in a few scenes, mm-hmm. and they're only battle scenes.
Yeah,
like the only times where he's not in the battle scenes are like the party where he's being goofy, mm-hmm. you know, or like the end of the movie when they're arguing about the hammer being in the elevator and the elevator goes up, hammer's not worthy,
yeah.
you know, or the elevator's not worthy. Like that's a goofy scene, mm-hmm. you know. So it's not really out of character.
No.
It's just so much different tonally than the other two Thor mm-hmm. movies, which are just so ridiculous.
And everybody
you know?
Made the connection between Chris Hemsworth's character in like Ghostbusters.
Right.
It's pretty similar. To
well, and I think he can pull
Thor.
Off comedy.
Yeah.
I think that's probably good for him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in that stupid whale movie. That's not as good as his comedy role.
No.
So
no, I don't know. I will always like that.
Yeah, I agree. I like it too. Yeah. I agree. All right, man.
But Solo, no go.
Yeah, I'm just. Supposed
well,
to get a new trailer
well,
today,
I'm
going to
go, but still no go.
Right.
It's just not going to be good.
Right, right. I don't know, dude. I just don't know. You want to hear here today in stupid news, all right? Netflix threatens to withhold films from Cannes Film Festival.
Mm.
So the move comes as a response to a new rule banning movies from the official competition that don't have theatrical distribution in France. So,
Yeah, this has been a war.
Right.
We talked about this.
Here's the angle I'm going to approach it from, because this makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cannes Film Festival, one of the biggest film festivals in the world, very highly regarded, basically said that Netflix doesn't count as cinema.
Yeah.
So they're only going to allow Netflix films into the Cannes Film Festival if they're shown in theaters in France. Like, that's a qualification. And so Netflix is like, well, we're not going to show anything then.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... Netflix, you weren't invited.
Yeah.
It's like if someone goes, hey man, you can't come to my party, and he's like, I didn't want to anyway. It's like, that's what Netflix is doing.
Right.
That doesn't make sense to me. Like, you can't threaten someone with what they're already doing.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. They're not smart.
I mean, I don't think Cannes
Who
is smart
cares?
For banning
yeah.
Netflix.
Who
I think
cares?
They're stupid, but... Yeah. I just don't understand Netflix's response, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, we weren't invited? Well, we're not coming.
Right.
It was like, yeah, Netflix,
it's
we
just
knew
like
that.
Nobody even sees the movies that are going to be shown at the Cannes Film
Right, well,
Festival
Netflix, if they wanted to, like, if they really wanted to attack Cannes, have your own film festival.
Right.
Have the Netflix Film Festival. You know? show your movies and then bring in all these indie movies, and instead of it being like, ooh, Paramount here, Harvey Weinstein's going to buy this to molest you or whatever, it's like, we get on Netflix now. Right. That's the victory. Yeah, buy your movie.
That'd be pretty cool.
For $1.
For $1. I'm going to eat you alive.
I'm going to eat you alive. All right, so yeah, it says, sources tell Hollywood Reporter that Netflix has threatened to not bring any titles to the world's largest movie event after festival director Thierry Frémaux said last month that he won't screen any Netflix films in competition.
Okay. It's fine. We're not going to screen your movies. Well, fine, you can't screen my movies then.
Right, exactly. If Netflix carries through on the threats to pull its movies, the move could impact a number of high-profile filmmakers. Netflix titles have figured in the speculation about films that could screen at the festival, although it's not clear which may have been formally submitted. Among them are Paul Greengrass's Norway, Jeremy Saulnier's Hold the Dark, and Orson Welles' The Other Side of the Wind, newly completed version of a project by the late director film in the 1970s. Netflix declined to comment, but move would be seen as retaliation for the new rule, first announced after last year's Fest, banning any films from competition that do not have a French theatrical release. Since Netflix titles don't play in French theaters and instead appear directly on the digital servers, that rule effectively has barred them from the competition lineup. While Frémaux has said he would consider scheduling Netflix titles out of competition, that option is considered less prestigious by many filmmakers, in effect to reducing the second-class status. Morris in chat says, the question is, who really cares? No one. Mm-mm. And I think that's the point. It's like, Netflix got banned, and now they're saying, no, we're not banned, we're not going. And then the whole idea is anyone who watches Netflix doesn't care.
No.
And then anyone who's like a hoity-toity festival goer
doesn't watch Netflix.
Doesn't watch Netflix.
Yeah.
So I don't get why there's this pissing contest to begin with. Who cares?
Yeah, no, this is a non-story. This is a slow news day.
That's what I'm telling you, man, the whole show. Most people don't even watch these things. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, the thing to me that's ironic is that all of these con movies that no one watches because they're too hoity-toity, people would actually see them if they were on Netflix.
Yeah.
So really, they should be best friends with Netflix instead of barring them, you know?
They just don't want to embrace new media, man.
Right, it's like they don't want to deal with a popular kid because they wish they were the popular kid.
Right.
It's the kind of pretentiousness that's like, I don't need Netflix because we're good enough, we should be Netflix ourselves. Mm-hmm. But no one understands us, man.
No one gets us, homie.
Right.
We should have our own con streaming festival.
Exactly, that's what they should do.
But we can't
actually should
the
do that.
The bandwidth.
It just doesn't make sense.
Shit.
Under a millimeter wide and powered by light, these tiny cameras can hide almost anywhere. As if there weren't already enough cameras in the world, researchers have created a new type that is both microscopic and self-powered.
What?
Making it possible to embed just about anywhere and have it work perpetually.
Oh, God, no.
Engineers have previously investigated the possibility of having a camera sensor power itself with the same light that falls on it. After all, it's basically just two different functions of a photovoltaic cell. One stores the energy that falls on it, while the other records how much energy fell on it. The problem is that if you have a cell doing one thing, it can't do the other. So if you want to have a sensor of a certain size, you have to dedicate a certain amount of that real estate to collecting power, or it'll swap the cells rapidly between performing two tasks. So all you science people out there, now you know how it works.
That's creepy.
Two very smart Asian people at the University of Michigan came up with the solution that avoids both of these problems. It turns out the photosensitive diodes aren't totally opaque. In fact, quite a lot of light passes right through them, so putting a solar cell under the image sensor doesn't actually deprive it of light. The breakthrough led to the creation of the simultaneous imaging and energy harvesting sensor, which does what it says on the tin. The prototype sensor they built is less than a square millimeter and fully powered in sunlight. It captured images at up to 15 frames per second of pretty reasonable quality. In the paper, the researchers point out that they could easily produce better images with a few tweaks to the sensor, and Park tells IEEE Spectrum that the power consumption of the chip is not optimized, so it could operate at higher frame rates or lowering light levels. Ultimately, the sensor could be essentially a nearly invisible camera that operates forever with no need for a battery or even wireless power. Sounds great. In order for this to be a successful spy camera, of course, it needs more than just an imaging component. Storage and transmission medium are necessary for the camera to be useful, but microscopic versions of those are also in development, so putting them together is just a matter of time and effort.
That's fucked.
So we're going to have basically invisible cameras anywhere on anything.
Anywhere. Most likely everywhere.
Right.
Depending on the cost.
Right. I mean, if you think about it, like this camera right here that's on my iMac, like this, I bought this iMac in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
That's already a pretty small camera.
Yeah.
You know? Like now we're going to have microscopic ones. And like that image quality ain't great.
No.
But 5 years of advancement, 10 years of advancement. I mean, imagine how far cell phones went in 5 years, you know?
No, that's
that's spy camera stuff, dude.
That's creepy as shit. And the NSA is just gonna.
And
get
it doesn't
more
need to charge.
Creepy. Yeah, that was my thing. Was how is it gonna send? How are you gonna get this information?
Right,
but
think about like hotel maids and stuff like that, dude. Just pop one right in the shower. You know, when they come and clean the next day, they know where it is. They pull the storage off of it. They got photos, man.
That's creepy.
Like, I don't think anyone's going to do that, you know?
So many people are going to do that.
Okay, well, maybe I should have phrased it. I don't think anyone's going to do that to me. But, like, so many people are going to do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This shouldn't be available to the public.
Right. Well, thinking, like, so many places just come to mind where you could take advantage of, like, public rest areas, you know? Or
dude, surveillance is going to whoop. Jump even
well. It's not even surveillance.
It
it's like voyeur porn.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I mean, it's both.
Well, of course it's both. But I feel like surveillance. Like, I think surveillance is already happening. So I don't really care if it's microscopic or if it's in my face. What am I going to do? Call the NSA and complain? You know, like
yeah,
they could have a camera right there that just says FBI is watching you, and I'd be like, all right.
That's just weird, man.
But
I don't like it. That's sketchy as shit.
Is this one of those instances where they're like, they didn't think if they should, and they said they...
Right.
What's that saying? Like, science was so fixated on whether they could, they never stopped to ask whether they should.
Yeah. Yeah, this is one of those times, I feel like.
Well, and what's weird to me is, like... I guess a camera makes sense, but like if... I guess the perpetual power surprises me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't realize that that was a thing. And they're not talking about that. They're talking about how they can take pictures at the same time. Like,
right.
So is perpetual power always been a thing?
Yeah. Well, like watches. Watches have solar cells in them.
You're right.
To where they don't.
Perpetually power. Always mm-hmm. never die, right.
Calculators. Calculators have that.
It's weird, dude.
Mm-hmm. It's the type of... If it's not that much processing power, if you don't
right.
require that much power, I mean, yeah, that works. But, I mean, if you're trying to power a phone, that's a little different.
That's crazy.
Perpetually. But... Yeah, for a tiny little sensor, I'm sure that doesn't take that much.
Well, and I didn't even read the caption underneath. It says the Benjamin on the left is at 7 frames per second, and the right is 15.
Hmm.
Like, for a spy camera, you don't need 7 frames a second. You can do 1 frame every 7 seconds.
Yeah.
You know? You could do 1 frame every 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And how great of a quality is that going to be?
Yeah. I mean, that's security cameras, basically.
Right. That's, you don't need...
From the 2000s.
Right. I mean, 15 frames a second is pretty good video.
Yeah. Not bad.
Like, and that's what's crazy. Like, they're like, this is photos. Low 15 frames a second, that's low quality video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, this video that you guys
that's
are watching right now is 30 frames.
Bad.
Right. Like, not even joking.
It's actually probably better than that.
Yeah, it is. Like, yeah. When our is bad, it's like 1 frame a second.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, we're at 30 frames a second right now on this broadcast. So,
yeah.
This is half of that.
Mm-hmm.
If I changed it to the 15 frames per second right now, you guys probably wouldn't even notice that much of a difference. Because there's no high action. We're just here sitting here talking.
Yeah.
Like, if we were doing this, you know, you'd probably notice. Mm-hmm. But we don't do that.
Right.
15 frames a second is...
I mean, with the lips and stuff, you could probably tell.
It's a high-quality content they want from this show, right?
That is super high-quality.
If we don't get subs from that, I don't know what it is.
Into the mic real quick.
All right, man. Here is something that's important to me. The National Hot Dog Sausage Council offers rules for the proper hot dog etiquette for baseball season, man. This is how you're supposed to eat and dress your hot dogs.
What the fuck's the image, man?
I don't know, but...
That's a racist image
are you,
of a Mexican hot dog.
Are you surprised that there's a National Hot Dog and Sausage
kind
Council?
Of.
Like, how do you join that? Because I feel like I would be great on that,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, so don't put hot dog toppings between the hot dog and the bun. You always dress the dog, not the bun.
Fuck off.
Condiments should be applied in the following order. Okay,
oh
you ready?
God. No.
Wet condiments like mustard and chili are applied first, followed by chunky condiments like relish, onions, and sauerkraut, followed by shredded cheese, followed by spices like celery, salt, or pepper. That I totally agree with.
I'm gonna dress my hot dog however the fuck I want to dress
it. But then you're not
dog.
Having the best hot dog experience, man.
I don't give a hell shit.
Well, I think that's actually what's going to happen after you eat a hot dog with mustard, chili, sauerkraut, and onions on it.
I have this shit from hell.
Yeah, that's literally what's going to happen. Do not put the hot dog toppings between the hot dog and the bun. Always dress the bun, and then they gave you the order. Also, do not use ketchup on your hot dog after the age of 18. Mustard, relish, onions, cheese, and chili are acceptable. So this, I've heard this before, and this blows my mind. I think this is not a Midwest thing. People say ketchup on hot dogs is for kids. And once you're an adult, you eat hot dogs with mustard. You don't eat it with ketchup. Putting ketchup on your hot dog is like an idiot method for eating a hot dog.
I don't know. I mean, is it just me, or I feel like you shouldn't eat a hot dog when you're fucking above 18?
Dude, hot dogs, first of all, delicious.
Oh, I hate them.
You get a pack of 8 for $1.
I hate them.
It's incredible, okay? What about brats?
That's different.
Okay, well, I think the rules would apply to a bratwurst here, though, because it's a sausage, you know? You put ketchup on your sausages?
Hot dog's not a sausage, man.
Oh, well, let's talk about it from brats. You put ketchup on your brat, man? Because that's a sausage.
I don't know. Maybe? I can't really remember. I can't remember the last time I had a brat.
Morris says in the UK, we just put onions and sauce on it. So, I don't know, man. Well, I know, like, Chicago, they put, like, peppers and stuff next to it, you know?
Oh, yeah, like...
They get fancy.
It's pretty big in Chicago for right. the dogs.
Right. Do not take more than 5 bites to finish a hot dog. For a foot-long wiener, 7 bites are acceptable. So you're supposed to eat your hot dog in 5 bites or less, unless it's a foot-long, and then it's 7 bites or less.
You think this council is funded by the government?
I don't know, man.
Because if it is, we should shut the fucking down. This is too...
Do not leave bits of butt on your plate. Eat it all. That I agree with. That's just good manners, right? You know, I don't care. Do not use a cloth napkin to wipe your mouth while eating a hot dog. Paper is the preferred napkin. What do you think? I don't feel like anyone's ever eaten a hot dog and then cleaned up with a cloth napkin.
Yeah, who has cloth napkins?
Like, you go to, like, a French restaurant and you order a hot dog.
Paper napkin. Right. You're not getting a hot dog at a fucking...
classy place. Yeah. That's, like, unnecessary to even mention.
Yes.
Do eat your hot dogs... do eat hot dogs on buns with your hands. Utensils should not touch hot dogs on buns. So do not eat a hot dog with a fork, is what they're saying.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Now, see, when I go to, like, Sonic and I get a foot-long cheese coney, I eat it with a fork. Why? Dude, I have this method, all right, and this is embarrassing, and it's probably why I'm fat. All right, so, like, you know, the hot dog, like, looking at the hot dog, you got, like, one bun, the big weenie, and then the second side of the bun. I like to take my fork and scrape a piece of that bun off, and then I eat it. Then I scrape the other side of the bun off, and then I eat it, and then I eat the weenie. And you can only accomplish that with a fork. It tastes so good that way. I can't tell you why. It's because, like, you get, like, chili-soaked bread, and you eat it, and then you get, like, another piece of chili-soaked bread. Then you just get the hot dog.
Yeah, you're weird.
I only do that with, like, a foot-long chili cheese coney.
Yeah, if I get a hot dog, it's from Quick Trip.
Right, which, by the way, great hot dogs.
And I don't put anything
store here.
On it.
Nothing? No. See, I put ketchup and mustard on it.
I don't put anything on it.
Put ketchup and mustard on it every single time.
Nope.
I don't know, man. Do use paper plates to serve hot dogs. Everyday dishes are acceptable. China is a no-no. So they're basically low-classing it again.
Yeah.
And then do condiments remaining on the fingers after eating a hot dog should be licked away and not washed. So you lick your fingers clean instead of washing the ketchup off. Or not ketchup, because you can't put ketchup on
right.
a hot dog.
The other stuff that's on there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I really want hot dogs tonight now.
No, I'm good. I will avoid those.
I'm probably going to make Chris go get me a hot dog.
Mm-mm.
So,
God, I feel like it's a baseball meal.
Do you eat brats?
Not really.
No.
I don't cook out. I don't grill enough.
Colby's like a picky eater, so I don't really know what he eats. But I feel like a hot dog would be right up your alley, man.
Nah, it's just too bleh. There's better meats.
Do you think it's because you don't dress it at all and you're just eating a plain hot dog from
probably,
a convenience store? And that's probably why you don't like hot dogs?
I just don't like the hot dog meat.
You don't like hot dog meat?
Nah.
Just pork, chicken, toes, and eyeballs, or whatever.
Steak.
You want a steak?
Steak, man.
You should make steak hot dogs.
Dude, I would eat that shit.
You know, they do make all beef hot dogs. They're more expensive, but they do make them. Like, you can go to the grocery store and get Hebrew National, all kosher, all beef hot dogs, and it's basically like eating a steak dog.
Interesting.
You can try them. I personally think they taste about the same, so you probably won't like them, but technically they're
I don't know.
Beef.
Just, I don't need it in that form.
You don't need it in a sausage form?
And cut it.
Cut it?
I'm not in that much of a hurry to where I need it.
All right, man.
On the go.
I guess. Watch out, Florida. Forecast predict another active 2018 hurricane season. Conditions are ripe for an above-average number of hurricanes in 2018. a year after one of the most devastating seasons on record. Researchers at Colorado State University predict 14 named storms, 7 hurricanes, 3 major hurricanes, packed with sustained winds of at least 111 miles an hour. A typical season sees 12 named storms, 6.5 hurricanes, and 2 majors. And we're getting, so we're getting 3 majors, 7 hurricanes, and 14 storms. An active season does not mean that any particular location will get hit, but it raises the chances. Florida has suffered direct hits from hurricanes 2 years in a row, and another strong season would suggest that the Atlantic Ocean remains in a period of hyperactivity. Colorado State University Department of Atmospheric Science Tropical Meteorology forecast released on Thursday also calls for 70 days during which a named storm will be present. 30 hurricane days and 7 major hurricane days. Median seasons will see about 60 named storm days, 21 hurricane days, and 4 major hurricanes. Colorado State's April forecast traditionally one of the first looks at the upcoming Atlantic storm season. As June 1st officials start a hurricane season jog, closer researchers will develop more detailed outlooks, which they also update along the season.
So is there just an impossibility of just, okay, evacuate Florida. Just get everybody.
Well, it's going to be underwater eventually anyway. Like, they're still pump. They pump water out of Miami every day because it's sinking.
And then, like, create hurricane-proof structures that can generate wind power.
Okay.
And then just zzz those turbines up.
Just use Florida as a giant power plant for the United States. But then where do people vacation, man?
Not Florida. Texas. New Orleans. California. There's your beaches.
Okay.
Anywhere that's on the...
Florida, man. It's the only place like it,
it's
though.
Just a big old tip. It's the spear that breaks the wind force.
But that's why, like, that's why it's perfect for vacations, because it's just out there in the middle of the water.
Yeah, but there's places that are on the water.
Like, where, Alabama? You want to go there?
No, like...
That's
South
the problem
Carolina.
Is that Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, those places all suck.
Well, make them not suck.
How are you going to do that, man?
Move all the shit that's in Florida there.
Just move Disney World to Alabama.
It's going to be a major reconstruction effort.
Population. Yeah. Also, if Florida goes underwater, do all the alligators just kind of like wash inland?
Yeah.
Like,
we're going to see alligators here, man.
Do you know that we're supposed to have severe storms this weekend?
No.
Yeah. So just so you guys know, all you people who don't live here in Wichita, by the way, count your blessings. We had snow on the ground yesterday, and this weekend we're supposed to get tornadoes.
Oh,
so
fantastic!
Yeah, I was really worried about that because, like, when I stream, I don't hear anything.
Yeah,
and I need to make a conscious effort.
You're gonna need like a notification thing,
right?
Like, hey,
I need. I'm gonna need my chat. To be like, there's a tornado heading towards your house. Like, I'm going to have to wake up every morning and check the weather and be like, okay, what is the severe risk for today? Mm-hmm. And then if it's like around 2 o'clock, we're going to have storms. I need to start checking like 1 o'clock. And then I need to check like once every 30 minutes to make sure that I'm not about to die.
Can you just not set up like a nightbot command to look at the weather?
Well, I can, but it doesn't tell me a forecast or warnings. Like, I actually have a weather command in my chat, and it just tells me the literal weather. It's 75 degrees out, it's rainy, and the wind speeds at this. It doesn't be like you're under a tornado warning that is heading towards your house. And, like, I won't hear it. Like, I'm legitimately concerned because, like, I take a break every hour, hour and a half. That'll be the only time where I can hear what's happening outside my house. Mm-hmm. Like, if it rains, I won't know, you know? We wouldn't know either.
Right now?
Yeah.
And doesn't your phone, like, light up?
No. I turned that off. I'm tired of Amber Alerts interrupting my day. Okay?
Interrupting your
day. I don't need... There's a child been taken. Look out for a white Ford Focus hatchback asking for high fives. Like, I don't need that in my life. I don't go anywhere. Okay?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry for the girl that got taken, but I ain't going to find her. I'm not that person.
Yeah, no. I mean, you don't go out.
Right.
So
I'm not going to see her.
Into your apartment. Yeah,
But I think you can turn on weather alerts, but then they alert you for everything. They're like, there's a high wind warning. And it's like, no, it's Kansas.
No way.
No, there's high wind warnings.
I need to take down my flags.
Right.
Things.
Exactly. So, like, I turn all that off. And also, like, I don't look at my phone while I'm at work. Like, I guess I have my text messages open. Like, so... If you text me or if Chris texts me, like, I have that up. But if anything, like a Snapchat or an email or any of that stuff, I don't see it.
Yeah.
I do not see it during my stream because I have my phone on the stream. That's where I monitor the stream. And by
what
monitor, I mean
what is this computer doing when you're streaming?
This computer is my backlight.
That's it.
That's it. I mean, most of the time it's doing what it's doing right now, which is exporting video.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's doing most of the time.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, for the most part, like, look at our faces. Look.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a supreme change in lighting. This is mostly like my light.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah, just find an app that you can.
Yeah, but I just need to remember to check. That's all I need to do, right?
Or just not remember it.
And I'll just die.
Yeah.
The problem is like, if a tornado comes through the house and kills me while I'm streaming, that's going to be clipped and on YouTube forever, and I'm going to be famous.
Yeah.
But the problem is, I'm now dead,
mm-hmm.
and I don't get to reap any of that benefit.
Right.
Would you continue the show using my fame to bolster yourself?
No.
Really?
No.
You could, though.
I could try and fail. I would need a new...
Hey, man, you got another podcast going for you, so you could always do that, you know. You can always put all your eggs back in that basket.
I tried the hosting thing.
You can host. You did Colby and Bash.
Yeah, that was bad.
No, that's my favorite show of all time, man.
For you, that was your favorite show. It was the worst show on the face of the planet.
No.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
No, the unofficial podcast is currently the worst show on the face of the planet.
Guess who's also on that one?
Not you, because you're silent.
It's a consistent thing, man.
You're silent, man.
Everything I touch.
It can't be, because you're on this show, and this show's great, dude.
Yeah. Well, my shit level and then your awesome level raises it.
Yeah, it's
pretty decent.
It's the first time my awesome level has ever been a thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. This guy survived 18 hours after his heart stopped. Doctors say the probability of him surviving could have been near to zero. It's 53-year-old survived because his drop in body temperature protected his brain and other organs. So a 53-year-old man went out and suffered a heart attack while out walking, but because his body was so cold when the paramedics got to him, the doctors were still able to save him. The patient, who has not been named, is now recovering in the hospital, is not expected to suffer any brain damage. Medical experts said his survival is a medical and human adventure, which I think is British for miracle. Not sure. The Times reported that a French man had a heart attack while walking back from his brother's house in Béziers, Montpellier, on March 12th. Relatives out searching for the missing man, unconscious by a river, and called paramedics, who discovered he was suffering from hypothermia with a body temperature of 22 degrees Celsius instead of the normal 37 degrees Celsius. They started to resuscitate him at the scene. By the way, 22 degrees Celsius. I'm going to say that's...
That's hot, right?
No, that's not that hot.
Well, 65 is like 19, right?
I'm going to say that's like 73 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Fahrenheit. Let's look it up.
How is that cold to where his body pressure is, or body temperature is too...
71. God, I'm so good at that. Why is that one thing I can do?
I don't know, man.
It doesn't make any sense.
It pisses me off.
It doesn't make any sense, dude. I can randomly convert Celsius, dude. That's just so dumb. Relatives out searching found the missing man unconscious, started to resuscitate him at the scene, and doctors taking over once they got him to the hospital. Medics carried him on with heart massages.
That's his body temperature. Okay,
I thought
that was the temperature outside. I'm like, how is he that?
No.
How's he making him cold then?
Yeah, so his body temperature was like 25 degrees below Fahrenheit, below mm-hmm. what it should have been. And because of that, he lived for 18 hours without a heartbeat, without his heart working.
Dude, what?
Isn't that weird?
So should we just make something?
Well, that's what I
thought.
It
detects your heartbeat, and if it doesn't see a heartbeat, it just instantly cools your body down.
That's what I'm thinking, man.
Like,
isn't that
really
how cryo freeze is supposed to work?
But yeah, I think.
So why does cryo freeze not work? Is it because you die when you get too cold?
Like your body.
Like, what's the balance here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, cold enough to live for 18 hours without a heart. Too cold, you die.
Yeah, too cold to your
like limbs. You have to have something that like regulates your temperature, like maybe it takes you up to like
hypothermia would be a thing that ruins your cells to where
I don't know, man. I just
like,
don't
you freeze and you need them amputated and shit.
This dude's gonna make a full recovery after being dead for 18 hours.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
It doesn't,
to me at
does
all.
It? Makes no sense.
The man is a zombie.
He's a zombie.
He's gonna eat every doctor's face off when he comes back. We're gonna be like, what the shit?
Maybe. Maybe,
start
dude.
The trend, man.
Just kills him, dude.
It's just gonna end.
Just gotta kill him. Isn't Walt Disney frozen? Well, that's the rumor, but people say. I mean, Elvis is still alive, and Tupac's in Cuba, but I don't think those things are actually true, right?
Yeah, no.
I don't think that's accurate.
Well, they have cryo freezing places now because you know rich people are idiots,
right?
But
do they work?
Won't know until the future when we could possibly re-download your brain and put it in something new.
That's what I want to do. I want to put it into a Doberman Retriever.
Oh, man, that would be cool.
All right, dude, here's something I didn't know existed.
Oh, yeah?
All right, until about a week ago when Chris told me she wanted to do it because it looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a different version of it. So we had goat yoga. Now we have goat Pilates.
Huh? What's the difference between Pilates and yoga?
Don't know. Also don't know why there's goats.
It calms you down.
We've been doing a Pilates class with baby goats. I'm trying to do a Pilates class with baby goats. Yeah.
It would be a little distracting.
Fundamentally the same as a normal class, a little bit shorter, but obviously in the company of a lot of rather
it's supposed to lower your stress level, right? Being around
well, I mean,
like,
yeah, I guess.
Like that. That's the only thing. But I would be like, get this fucking goat away from me. I am trying to do a position.
A goat just fell over.
It is under me right now. Get it the hell out of here.
She said, we are doing it, Sarah. We are definitely doing it. So that was it.
Morris, what's happening in your country, bro?
Come along. We're going
to
give it a go.
What is happening to our species?
I wasn't too sure it was actually going to happen, but here we are anyway. It's happened. It's been good, and I think the numbers are slowly building.
Oh, God.
A total of 8 or 10 classes over a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they jump too
much.
You can
see the classes are well attended.
Get them the fuck out of there.
So, onwards and upwards.
He's going to jump.
So they'll jump on you. They will, if you're like on all fours,
they piss on you. They shit in your mouth.
It doesn't hurt. And they'll just come right up to your face. Yeah, they'll do anything and everything. Yeah, you just have to be prepared. But they don't hurt. And
how do you avoid the shit problem? That place has got to smell like a barnyard.
Dude, I don't know, man.
That's dumb. Get a new Pilates class.
Go Pilates, dude.
No.
People doing Pilates get the endorphins of having a good stretch, plus the release of all the feel-good hormones that come from spending time with cute animals.
Oh, my God.
The kids are like puppies with beautiful long ears and silky coats, always seeking attention. Goats have individual characters connect with us by looking us in the eye, so no one can help but fall in love with them. They playfully jump and climb on top of you, lightly nibble at your clothes and hair, taking a real interest in each participant. They provide great therapy and an enjoyable experience, which can't help but make you smile.
Until they shit, and then you're like, ah!
Classes could take up to 16 human participants and start by having everyone stand in mats on a barn as the goats are brought in. The goats are free to roam around and get comfortable as the group warms up, and then are able to climb on people as they stretch. Because they're kids, they're light enough to stand on people's backs without causing discomfort. We can only use baby kids because they are small and agile, explains Laura. They are between 6 and 3 weeks of age, and any older, and they become too heavy and develop horns that can become quite sharp. That means the classes can't run rear around instead of taking them running 3 weeks annually while the goats are young.
How do they not mention the shit problem?
Dude, I don't think they care. I just think they just like, oh, there's poop. All right.
Ugh.
Look at the little goat taking a poop. I think that's what it is, man.
And that is so dumb. People are so dumb. And Chris said she wanted to do this?
Yeah, she went to goat yoga. She said there's a place here in Wichita that does goat yoga.
That does it?
Yeah, that's what she
said. Let's go burn that place to the ground.
I'll Google it.
Good Lord. What? What? Why?
Yeah, here we go. Here's an article from August 17th.
I don't like it.
Goat yoga is a hit at a Wichita stable.
Oh, my God.
It's the local news right here, chat.
Calm night at the Sierra Stables near Mays. As the roosters roam and the horses graze,
oh
have
God.
Fun with this. Yoga instructor Wendy Hobart begins.
Have fun with this.
You're gonna get dirty. Goats are gonna nibble on you. That they will.
Those goats are huge.
Yeah, you're gonna get headbutted.
Welcome to goat yoga, a new fitness trend where just about anything goes, literally.
Chris and Chad said, don't judge goat yoga.
I am judging it so fucking hard. The baby goats is one thing, but
these are fully grown goats.
Goats that. Have you ever had an experience with a goat?
The goats wander.
They run at you with their fucking horns.
Even stealing kisses from some yoga.
You have to sign a fucking contract before you do this.
Or in this case,
to make sure if you get impaled by a goat, can't sue goat yoga.
Like this, and they goat
I'm sure
yoga.
That's true.
Yeah, man.
To Hobart.
when you're having troubles in your life, how can you be unhappy and sad when you've got goats trying to nibble on you while you're practicing yoga?
Chris says, goats are the best. You just make goats angry. That's why they run at you.
They can sense evil.
Viral goat yoga video posted online.
They try to kill you because you're evil and caught it.
I was looking on Facebook one night.
They can sense the devil, man.
What was going on in Washington or somewhere, and I said, how cool. We've got a lot of goats in this venue. Why don't we try it out?
That's how you want to start a business. Be like, I got goats. I got a bar. Let's lay down mats and let's do goat yoga.
Let's just see if this is what this will take off.
But look at all those people in there, man.
Thank you for sharing goat yoga with me this afternoon. Namaste.
Emily Younger, KSN News.
God almighty.
Dude, I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
No. That's so sad. Don't end a fucking session in a barn of yoga by saying namaste. You cultural appropriating sons of bitches.
What?
You aren't fucking Indian. You aren't Hindu.
Oh my God.
Get the hell out.
Oh my God. Maybe they are. Maybe they're goat Hindus.
They are not. That lady is country bumpkin as shit.
You know, when you have the time as a nation, I mean, UK is roped in this too now, that you can, you don't have enough problems that you can make goat yoga, you're living a pretty good life, right?
Yeah. We need a new plague.
That's what we need, dude. We need a new plague.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's all the topics, man. You got anything else you want to talk about? Should we end the show?
I don't know. I got nothing. That was my goat impression, by the way.
Did you do anything fun this weekend, man?
No.
Okay.
I slept until 6 yesterday.
6 p.m.?
Yeah.
Dude, what?
I mean, I got up at 8, but yeah, I went back to sleep.
Were you sick or something?
Nah, it just was really enjoyable.
You slept till 6 p.m.?
Yeah, it was kind of bad, but I needed it this week.
Yeah.
It's been a shit show.
You look super not tired now. Totally.
Yeah, no. Then I stayed up late last night.
Well, so. That's because you slept till 6 p.m.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kind of, screw myself.
You ever think about, like, Megan being on a schedule, you know?
Nah.
Doesn't
work.
Not staying out till 4 and drinking, sleeping until 6 p.m. and then, you know, repeating.
No, I don't think about that.
All right. Well, no. Maybe you should, dude.
Nah.
I went and saw Blockers in the theater.
Oh, did you?
It was pretty good.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Don't know why you're saying it like that.
Was it good?
Are you like me, and like anytime Hannibal Buress shows in a movie, you're just like, yeah, Hannibal Buress. You know, I love Hannibal Buress.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
He's pretty great. He had a very small part, but
yeah.
You saw John Cena's naked butt in that movie.
Cool.
It was not as good as I expected.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I expected him to be really fit, and it was kind of flat.
He's toned down, man. He's
like
trying
it.
The acting game, not the whole I'm huge.
Yeah,
I'm
he said the F word, and all I can imagine is, like, I go to Aaron's school, and I see all these first graders with John Cena backpacks, and in that movie you see his naked butt, and it's just...
Oh, yeah, he was in that one Amy Schumer thing, too.
Right.
I think he was the dirtiest motherfucker in that thing.
Amy Schumer, by the way, let's talk about Newbies real quick.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now they have AR games for Newbies. They have the Newbies Arcade. And
what?
You literally download the Newbies Arcade app, and when you sit in the theater, you point your phone at the screen, and you can shoot aliens and stuff off the screen. It's a thing now. They like ask you to like save the theater and stuff. It's horrible.
That sounds interesting.
That's not the reaction I expected from you, sir. You all in on Newbies now?
I mean, that's pretty creative. At least it's not Megan Malone or whatever her fucking name is talking to me.
Maria Menounos, sir,
one.
And give her respect.
That one. At least it's not her talking at me.
Apparently, the reason I brought up Newbies is because Amy Schumer was on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's like, I'm Amy Schumer, and I got a new movie coming out at the end of April. And I forgot Amy Schumer existed until that second.
Ugh.
I mean, she did not look great.
Ugh.
Yeah. Like.
And she's also just not funny.
She's not, is she? No. I don't really understand why she's famous, but
no.
I can say that about a lot of people, not just Amy Schumer.
I mean, women, I think she specifically has always talked about, like, men get to be all raunchy and shit as comedians, but women don't get to, so then she's going to be the raunchy comedian.
That's not true, though, because there's plenty of raunchy women comedians.
Oh, yeah, and also the raunchy, like, the men who only talk about dicks for the entire time.
Right.
I don't like those comedians.
Right, I would agree.
So, like, why would you want to emulate that for yourself?
Well, I think that
just
was
switch genders.
I think that was her gimmick. Like, she was going to be the amazingly bombastic, raunchy comedian, but then she realizes 2018.
Yeah.
And people don't find that offensive anymore care. And now we're just like, okay, great. You told 16 dick jokes. Big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not funny.
Right.
You know,
like actually write a joke.
Right. It's like Chris Rock doesn't come out and just say the N word 600 times anymore because he realizes that that's not as shocking as it was in 1993. So maybe you got to write jokes.
Not a fan of the shoe.
I don't know. The shoe. The shoe.
I'm not a fan of the shoe, man.
Didn't realize that she had a specific name.
Yeah, man.
The shoe.
She's the shoe. The horseshoe. Because she looks like a horse.
All right. On that note, we'll end the show.
I had to push it there.
We always have to get super offensive.
I'm sorry. That's how it works. There.
Yep. Chuck Hardwood made his just poked
looks
his
like
head
a
in.
Horse. For sure.
Anyways, guys, thanks so much for watching Seth and Colbert Show. We'll be back on Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time, for more of this crap.
Hey, it's gold crap.
Yep. If you like to support this gold crap, we would appreciate it. You can do so for free following us at twitch.tv/SethandColby. You can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/SethandColby. You can also subscribe to us on YouTube at youtube.com/SethandColby. Are you sensing a trend here? If you want to give us money, you can do that and sub to us and all that stuff. But really, the things you need to know here at the end of the show is come back on Thursday for another new episode. twitch.tv/SethandColby or watch it on youtube.com/SethandColby after the fact or listen to it. Links at SethandColby.com.
Just do all the things.
And buy a t-shirt.
And that.
SethandColby.com/merch.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, thanks for watching.
Thank you, people.
We love you.
Love y'all.
And we'll see you guys on Thursday. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye, everybody.